Welcome everybody to episode 79 of High Tech on the Low. Roy, how are you this morning?
Excellent.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent. I love that energy. I love the power. So it's amazing. Thank you so much. We have Roy Friedman here. We're going to get into the world of auto cybersecurity, I guess is the best way of putting it, in a little bit. But as always, we are sponsored by Front Team with 12 different communities, 6 verticals, and 3,000 people looking to connect. And as always, you can find High Tech on the Low on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other platforms as well. And we always look for you to subscribe and send a like when you can. And Roy, we're going to get right into it, kind of talking about what is this new world of auto cybersecurity and auto security and all that world of autonomous vehicles and everything. So we're going to jump into that. But first, give the people at home a little bit, you know, introduction on who Roy Friedman is and what you guys at 2CA are doing.
C2A,
my bad.
Yeah. So a bit about me. So I've been around high tech for the last, I guess, almost 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah, which is a lot of time. I've started up, you know, doing the, let's call it the groundwork by doing a lot of programming,
sure,
a lot of R&D, learning the ropes or trying to understand what is high tech and
sure,
what do you really do in technology.
On the more technical side, it sounds
exactly.
Like.
Exactly.
Sure, development,
and I grew there to become more of a, you know, managing teams and so on. And then it was always like inside me that I'm more of a business guy.
Okay.
So at a certain point, I decided to, you know, do the switch to the dark side with all this fundamental technical knowledge.
That can make me sound bad, you know. But
yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So you moved from the tech side to the business side.
Yeah, I moved from the tech side to the business side. And actually, I can tell you that from the beginning, I had been fortunate to deal with mobility.
So basically, when you made that switch, you actually just went into the world of basically mobility, smart mobility, we can call it?
Exactly.
Okay, really so cool. Why, basically? Or did it just happen kind of serendipitously?
Stroke of luck.
Okay.
It started like that. I joined a company that was actually not at the beginning in mobility, but then a part of the business development was to find the niche inside mobility to use the technology.
Okay.
And then, you know, it just continued from there.
Sure.
I was always in startups, always startups that sell to these great automotive companies.
Important.
And suppliers.
Wow.
And this ecosystem. So I've been around, I think, for 10 years almost in this area.
Okay.
And
so are you like a car guy or you know, it just sounds kind of funny.
I wasn't. It's funny because I wasn't a car guy. And actually, I don't have like, I'm not the one that buys those big trucks or, you know, the fancy cars.
Sure.
But I do really like what is happening in mobility, and that's the point.
So kind of like we'll get there in a second, but kind of like the making it more efficient, working with the systems, it sounds like, a little bit more to kind of make the transportation better, it's what it sounds like?
You know, we will get into it, that, you know, what's happening in mobility, but for me, it's like being, you know, very honestly putting it on the table. You know, this is like, for me, being 1 minute before the internet.
Really?
Broke out. This
okay.
is where we are in mobility.
So let's get into it. So you guys, let's jump right into it. You know, at C2A, by the way, I want to you know, correct the little mishap before. I was just thinking of 2FA, right? So then I figured it was 2CA, right? Anyways, but so at C2A, you know, you guys are developing a very unique, you know, solution here for what we're seeing as being a growing trend of kind of smart cars and smart automotive solutions and smart transportation solutions. What exactly is that solution, and how are you guys trying to really impact the auto industry?
So at the end of the day, the vehicle is becoming an iPhone. That's what's happening. That's like the very cool thing that is happening in mobility right now.
And it's kind of counterintuitive when you actually think about it, right? Because you think of like mechanics, right?
When you think car, you think mechanics.
Sure.
You think pistons, you think
right.
Engine.
Horsepower.
Horsepower, right, exactly. You know? This is where the car
is coming. Crazy that we still think in horsepower, right?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's where, you know, this is where the industry came from.
Sure.
And the thing is that we need to think about cars like driving iPhones or driving computers.
Okay.
Which is exactly what is happening. There is a full digital transformation. There's the new software-defined vehicle. This is the way that, you know, the official terminology that is
right.
being used. And that makes the car basically like if you go to a
sure.
computer today,
okay,
you would not imagine using a computer without your personal information being safe, without using antivirus
right.
or other type
firewalls,
of
whatever,
firewalls,
passwords.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. This is very obvious, right? So this is where the industry in the automotive needs to go, needs to understand that these are you know, it's a long discussion about how much the computer versus the vehicle, what damage can happen.
Uh-huh.
We can talk about that as well.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, the vehicle is becoming a computer. What we are trying to do, we are trying to help this industry adjust and into this world,
sure,
the new digital transformation that they are going through, and make the vehicles more secure. This is like very, very high level.
So, you know, it's really interesting what you're talking about, because so having a bit of a background in cybersecurity, you know, one of the things they talk a lot about is vehicular entry as being one of like the big six, right? You know, in terms of how you look at cybersecurity. And it sounds like you guys are much beyond just vehicular entry. It almost sounds like the big six needs to revise their ideas of what the vehicle is. So where are you guys trying to really provide that security? Is it like on my general interaction, like I get in the car and I want to start it? Is it, you know, having my Bluetooth sync to it? Is it, what is it?
So I'll talk about it in two parts. One part is what is the solution that we want to provide? And what we want to do is to take the cybersecurity more, not just on the aspect of the protection, which we do,
mm-hmm,
but more on how to optimize the whole process of development and operations of cybersecurity for vehicles.
Okay.
This is the angle that we want to take.
That's a lot bigger.
That's bigger.
Yeah.
It's a bigger vision. And right now, when we look at the vision, we are trying to focus on the traditional vehicle and electric vehicles.
Sure.
And we can talk about this,
right,
this as well. But the idea is to take the whole process of how to make the car,
uh-huh,
how to build the software, how to make it more efficient, more competitive in terms of time to deployment, because this is going to be a big thing.
Interesting.
In the future, you know.
So you guys are like a ground up solution, more or less. You guys are kind of saying like from the beginning of the building process,
from
forward,
the development,
uh-huh,
until the car is out there on the road, and then back to the development, because this cycle, it's called DevOps.
Right.
It needs to be connected.
Uh-huh. And continuously updated and synced,
exactly,
and whatever. Okay.
This is part of what it means to have a computer on wheels.
Wow.
Like you do with standard computers.
Right, just like how my Mac gets its, you know, update every few months or whatever it is. Same idea with, you know, my car.
Same idea.
Okay.
Same idea. The car needs to be updated, and vulnerabilities,
right,
or issues of cybersecurity will always arise. And think about the mechanical solution for that.
What is that at this point?
Many groups,
okay,
dealing with cybersecurity, one group sees that there is a vulnerability they are responsible to identify, but where does it affect? In what car versions?
Sure.
How long will it take you until you create a mitigation for,
right,
this?
Okay.
How long will it take you until you update the vehicle, and then this cycle returns? You understand that this needs to be an automated process.
Wow.
It cannot,
yeah,
be a,
yeah,
process that involves 200 people,
no, it's very,
and takes 6 months.
Of
In
course.
These 6 months, you have a car on the road that is susceptible for attacks.
So when you also talk about attacks, right, you know, what does that really mean? What am I susceptible to? You know, like, is it just in the sense of, okay, you know, they go into my car, now they can control it. Okay, that's obviously a terrible event, and that would be, you know, not great. But let's assume the guy doesn't want to just, you know, run me off the road because he hates me, and doesn't necessarily want to just cause a car accident because he hates someone else. So what else is it, you know?
We can take the route of, let's call it the intimidation route right now, and talk,
okay,
about all the crazy, very, you know, doomsday situations. Let's take electric vehicles. You,
okay,
have the vehicle.
Sure.
You have the charging station.
Sure.
Okay, charging stations, millions of them all around.
Right.
You know, under your shopping mall. Think,
right,
about a situation in which this charging station is talking to your electric vehicle. They are exchanging energy.
Right.
What can happen?
You have a bomb.
What can happen? A bomb, shopping mall,
sure,
everything breaks down.
Right.
You know, doomsday.
Wow.
Someone can control your vehicle, take this vehicle for a ride. You are in the vehicle because you have, in the future, you have full self-driving.
Sure.
You have ADAS, assistant driving, that will let you drive on the highway.
Sure.
Someone hijacks. This is one thing that can happen. And
not
of
to
course,
mention all the connectivity you might have too, right? You know, you're connected to your bank, your contacts, whatever. It's connected to your phone.
This
it's
is,
your laptop.
This is exactly the next point I want to talk about.
Okay.
I can talk about all the doomsday situations.
Scenarios, right? Sure.
Yeah, all the doomsday scenarios, which is one thing that we can discuss. They are important. And they will come. They will come.
Okay.
But I want to talk about, let's call it, a more realistic progression of things.
Sure. You're assuming that that kind of stuff is far, maybe not far in the future, but it's in the future. We're not there yet.
It's in the future, okay. And you want to be bulletproof on that. You don't want anyone to do that. But okay. Let's talk about the, like a more, so think about like more, a more, let's call it reasonable incentive for now, which is money.
Okay.
You have your personal information, your payment information, connecting to the charging station, you know, uploading, I don't know, apps to your connected vehicle. This is like your personal information and payment information out there for grabs.
Uh-huh.
And this is a very good incentive for hackers.
And you're basically saying the susceptibility is through the car.
It falls through the car, through the charger, both of them. And in addition to that, think about other non-doomsday kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Someone wants to take over a heavy vehicle in a mine, stop the operation of a mine, cost millions of dollars to the operator, and then demand ransom. These are not doomsday attacks. These are very reasonable, you know, attacks that that the hacker might think about to make money.
Could they happen today?
For sure.
Like, have they happened?
I can tell you, let's call it in secret. I will not say the you know.
Sure, let's, you know, you don't have to go into specific names.
I can
here,
tell
but,
you that I've talked to a CTO of a certain commercial vehicle company, sure. And he told me there were attacks already in mining, on a mining. I'm talking about black hat attacks, not white hat.
Sure.
These are published all the time.
Right, right.
But I'm talking about black hat attacks. They are already happening because ransom is something that, you know, someone can make money from. And it's
easy.
Not doomsday. Yes.
Right.
And cars today, without any doubt, are not protected enough. The whole process, this DevOps process that I'm, you know, envisioning in the future,
sure.
it doesn't really exist.
So, like, the best we see that is maybe in the Tesla upgrades. Maybe.
Tesla is a very good example of where it should go.
Uh-huh.
But I still think that in terms of cybersecurity and the whole development and operation of cybersecurity, even Tesla has ways to go.
Okay.
So I can tell you definitely that this industry, if you compare like the IT industry versus you know, versus the automotive has a long way to go in order to really be efficient and secure.
Well, so it's interesting too, you know, you come from the security back, you know, side of it, right? And it's funny because, you know, also I know that you have the experience back at Fortellix, who was, and, you know, Gil was also on our show not too long ago as well, who came on and talked about kind of his side of dealing with the electricity, but it's much, you know, the electric cars, you know, but it's a lot different because you're in many ways almost saying, well, you saw a different opportunity. You know, you saw that there's a real opportunity in the sense that our cars are totally like they're defenseless. They're kind of sitting ducks for would-be attackers who want to, you know, kind of take advantage of different exploits where they can, and it's a super problem. Now, you know, when you go and speak to, let's say, you know, investors or potential partners, how do you convince them of this? I mean, in my mind, it sounds truly terrible, but I imagine that they're not totally unaware of this. So how do you convince them to kind of say, yep, C2A is your bet?
So I will say two things. One, you know, I've joined Fortellix because I really believed in the mission of Fortellix, and that is safety. Safety and security are very close, and
sure.
That's also the reason that I decided to join C2A, because if we want the digital transformation to happen,
right,
two main enablers for that, safety, security.
100%, I agree with you.
So that's, you know, Fortellix is doing an amazing job, and, you know, I love this company.
Sure.
I'm just saying, I built it, so I really like
yeah.
it.
You know. In many ways, it's also kind of because of them, now you're here, I would say, in
yes,
certain ways, because you witnessed through them another element. You
yes,
know?
Yes, I saw it. I learned the industry. I saw what it means to, you know, what levels of safety we have and what we need in order to do the digital transformation. I worked very hard to build, you know, towards a certain point, and Fortellix is doing very well, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, for sure.
And if we are talking about how I come to investors, the way I come to investors is not about, again, not about doomsday.
Uh-huh.
And this is not the way that I sell C2A.
Okay.
I come to them and say something that is very simple. You have a process. This process is not automated. This process is not efficient. And what it means at the end of the day is that you have unsecure vehicles. You have you are paying tons of money, the OEMs and all the ecosystem is paying tons of money, and the time to deployment is much longer than it should be. I can save you on cost, I can save you on time, and at the same time, I can increase your security because you are not making manual mistakes.
Mm.
So that's my angle.
Right.
I'm not coming at it just from the protection side.
Right.
I'm coming at it from process automation and time to deployment. Which car manufacturer today will tell me, no, I don't want my time to deployment to be reduced.
Right.
I don't want to be more competitive.
Right. So you're on the efficiency side, basically, is what you're saying. You're not selling the woe is me story. You're selling, this is more efficient for your business.
I am selling the let's call it the protection as well.
Sure.
But when I come to get, let's call it the foot in the door, I come from the process automation, for making this process more efficient and then making my customers have a reduced time to deployment so they can be more competitive.
And safer and all the other things that
it
we talked about.
It comes with it.
Right.
This is the
umbrella.
This is the great thing. Okay. People listen to you when you talk about time and money.
Right.
Security is like an insurance for them, which is not ideal.
Right.
But when you combine safety, security, cost and time, everyone listens, and then you get business.
That's, you know, actually, I think you really hit on something there. No, seriously, I really do. I think that's like a genius line. Like, anyone listening right now needs to really think about that. It's if you can hit kind of this, you know, I don't know, great connection of these kind of four elements. I mean, you've done something pretty major. Now, are a lot of your investors, you know, I imagine you probably have some, investors that are kind of just investors, but are you working with any enterprise companies, any auto industry, like, you know, big guys in a sense?
We do, you know, some of them, of course, I cannot say the name.
I can
tell you, you know, just between you and me,
yeah.
that we signed a significant strategic partnership, MOU agreement, for the next couple of years with a big tier one, a very good one, forward-looking one. There is a project that was published already with Marelli, the Italian tier one, and Entity Data, the huge company, you know, originated in Japan. They chose to use our solutions, the first solution that they will use in their new testing center in Italy.
Sure.
Will be a C2A solution, EVSEC.
Wow.
We have just won a competition in Taiwan.
Okay.
With Foxconn.
Okay.
They are building like a consortium of electric vehicle innovation or companies. We won this competition as a significant contributor to, you know, to the electric vehicle future.
Interesting. So it's really like the industry is recognizing this and slowly but surely kind of
I don't know if to say slowly but surely. In the 10 months that I've been in C2A, our traction grew like 15 times.
Really?
So
this is not so slowly.
It's surely. Yeah. The slowly part, I'm not sure it's slow relative to automotive. But we have been really growing in terms of customer traction. And I believe that there are a couple of reasons for that. One, the regulation that took place in July 2022.
Okay.
Second,
what was that regulation?
The regulation is basically regulation that says that automotive companies are now liable for the cybersecurity that they are putting in vehicles.
That makes it easy.
Exactly.
Right.
That the industry needs to do continuous monitoring, design, basically a full life cycle of cybersecurity in the vehicles, and that actually connects to all the tiers, the tier one, the tier two, the OEM. Everyone now needs to really look into cybersecurity. But I want to say, regulation, it's a checkbox.
Right.
You need best in class.
Sure.
You know, it's not enough.
No,
but it
sure.
is a driver.
No, it's a driver of the industry change.
Exactly.
And it's a driver of them adopting your solution and realizing they need you. But it's not necessarily going to mean that they're going to take you or they're all going
to
go for it.
They can choose to go to a certain certification company and says, yes, I checked all the boxes.
Right.
But do you want this process to be managed by 200 people and take 1 year for every vulnerability that comes in to update a vehicle?
Of course not.
Or you want two people to manage it and to have it in one click of a button in 2 days, you solve the vulnerability. So I guess you want the second one,
I think
one,
we
right?
know the answer to that. Right?
Exactly. So one is the regulation. Another driver is the electric vehicle revolution that is happening.
That is just, there's more of it. It's a bigger trend.
It's a huge trend now.
Right.
You know, the number of electric vehicles or countries that are blocking or saying in the next couple of years we will not have more ICE vehicles, internal combustion, or the numbers of charging stations you see on the road growing 100% every year.
Right.
This is a huge revolution. It's happening already. Tesla kind of paved the way there. Mm-hmm. And this is also a big driver for our business as we are focused on electric vehicles.
For sure.
And last, and this is a small thing that C2A has always, we were a recognizable brand for many years with great technology. We were not enough business oriented.
Okay.
I am a bit different. So I'm more
business oriented. Well, that's also good. I would say, you know, listen, at the end of the day, one of the things we always have to remember is that as much as people want your solution, I think you said it right at the start. You know, when you can save someone time and money and effort and all the other things that we've kind of just talked about, it doesn't matter if you're selling them like basically, you know, sliced bread or the best security on the planet, you're making it better for them. And they're willing to listen.
There was a couple of years ago, a fireside chat when I started in automotive with with the ex-CEO of Ford.
Okay.
And this was an intimate, like 10 people, including myself.
Nice.
And he said something that really stuck into me, you know.
What was it?
Stuck in my head.
Yeah.
He said, if you want to sell something to an OEM, you need to deal with one of these three things: time, cost, and quality. If you can improve one of these, you can come to an OEM and sell them this thing.
And if you can have two of them, you're in the door.
If you can have two, and if you can have three of them, then you're golden.
Yeah, then you start your own business.
Exactly. So this really resonated with me, and this is how I like run my business. This
awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Roy, thank you so much for coming on the show. This was really, really fascinating. I think, you know, you gave just like a great snapshot right there, I think, of business advice for just anyone listening here. So thank you for that. And I really wish you guys luck with what you guys are doing at C2A. It sounds amazing. So
thanks so much. Happy to be here, and really thank you.
Of course.